Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Christy Lemire, Charles Solomon, and Angie Hahn. First up is the Disney combination animated live-action film, The One and Only Ivan, directed by Thea Sherrick. Charles?
Our second Animals in a Circus That's Fallen on Hard Times film in a month. It means well. It's pulled together a lot of elements from other films and different ideas, but it doesn't seem to really know what it is or wants to be.
Christy?
It tries to balance very uneasily lofty notions about the importance of freedom with dog fart jokes. It's a very good cast, though, and the chemistry between Sam Rockwell as a gorilla and Danny DeVito as a scruffy terrier is quite lively.
Angie?
It's a really great-looking film with a really strong voice cast and very cuddly animals, and that might actually be a problem because it's a little bit too cuddly. I think that this movie needed a little bit more bite.
The One and Only Ivan, rated PG, written by Mike White, and it's available on Disney+. The biographical drama, with many liberties taken, is Tesla, starring Ethan Hawke, the film written and directed by Michael Almereyda. Charles?
Many liberties taken is an understatement, Larry. This is affected and gimmicky and anachronistic. It doesn't tell you nearly as much about Tesla or his brilliance as it could or should.
Angie?
It's a really interesting experiment that tries to blow up the conventional biopic format, and I give it a lot of credit for that, but it's also an experiment that I don't think is ultimately very successful.
Christy?
I dug the experiment. I liked all the flourishes. It's really playful. I thought I'd see something cool and strange and ambitious than a traditional biopic, and this is taking a lot of chances.
Tesla's rated PG-13 at the Mission Tiki Drive-In in Montclair and multiple video-on-demand platforms. Coup 53, a documentary about the 1953 collaboration of the U.S. and U.K. governments on the overthrow of the Iranian prime minister. Angie?
This is a history lesson that has the momentum of a spy thriller and the intimacy of a personal story, and that left me wanting to learn more about the era, which I think means it does just about everything it sets out to do.
Charles?
I half agree with Angie. I think the parts about the coup are fascinating. I wish the filmmaker had devoted less time to himself and is gathering the information.
It's directed by Taghi Amirani. The film is unrated on Lemley's Virtual Cinema and the UCLA Film and TV Archive Virtual Cinema. And Words on Bathroom Walls, a drama starring Charlie Plummer and Taylor Russell. Christy, quick comment on it.
It's based on a young adult novel about a young man who has schizophrenia and how he deals with that at school and with a girlfriend and with his parents. It's really thoughtful and sensitive without ever being mawkish and has very strong performances from Charlie Plummer and Taylor Russell.
Rated PG-13 at the Vineland Drive-In and Industry. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.